So you will attract to you a man and evoke in your man his incapacity to feel his deepest purpose if you stay in the place of not knowing your primary emotion. They're the equivalent numbness, or the equivalent lack of certainty, or the equivalent weakness. I don't know what word to use. So another way of saying that is, until or unless you learn to contact that, you don't deserve, so to speak, I don't mean in a moral way, I mean just purely energetically, if a man were in his deep purpose, he would just leave you because you'd be totally boring to him because you weren't in your primary emotion. So you would be intolerable as a partner to a man who was rested in his deepest purpose, unless you were rested in your depth of emotion, your actual heart feeling in the moment. So that dynamic is the first part to feel, that every time you feel he isn't giving me blank, you know, he's lost, I have to direct myself, he can't direct us into the divine, he can't direct us financially, he can't direct us spiritually, whatever it is, unless you're in your deepest emotion at the moment, your primary emotion in the moment, of course he's going to be that way. You're actually forcing him to be that way, because if he was in his deepest purpose, he'd look at you, feel you superficial, and say, bye. So the only way a man can be with a woman who's not in her primary emotion is either getting her in her primary emotion or getting superficial himself so he doesn't feel the intense dissatisfaction and pain that causes him, which would just make him leave.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.